Welcome back and happy New Year's. This is a brand new episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I hope everybody had a very, very happy holiday season. Spent some time with the family. Probably got some cool gifts, hopefully. But starting this year, I wanted to start it off right. I always hear the same thing, and I'm sure many of you do, that come the start of the year, everybody sets their New Year's resolutions, and you pretty much fail them damn near instantly, right? I mean, it's like by February, the majority of you have already failed. Well, not majority of you, a majority of us have already failed most of your New Year's resolutions. So I wanted to make this podcast on how not to fail your New Year's resolutions. So this will be episode 38. And all of this is based on a lot of research that I've done, a lot of books that I've read, and a lot of personal practice. So one of the biggest issues is that you set big, and I mean, last year in December, I put out How to Succeed in 2020, and I gave you kind of like a setup to all of this. And a lot of times the issue is that you set too many big goals with too many rules attached to these goals, right? So it's always... more, let's say you want to work out, you want to get in shape, right? So then you say, you go from never working out or very rarely working out to all of a sudden, you want to work out every single day, you want to wake up early and go to the gym, right? So now the issue is that there are too many rules involved with that. If you don't wake up early, you're going to be upset. You're going to feel that you failed. If you miss a day, you're going to be upset. You're going to feel like you failed. And all of these little failures are gonna kill any momentum and motivation that you're gonna have for doing this goal. So the biggest thing is the rules that you're setting on your goals. Another big thing is that it's not a habit, so you end up breaking all of these rules and killing your momentum, right? So until it becomes a habit, you're gonna make mistakes. Until you getting up every morning and going to the gym is just something that you do automatically, regardless of what the weather looks like, regardless of how anything is going on in your life, this is just something you do continuously, you will break those rules. And those rules, again, kills your momentum and kills your motivation. Now, where the focus is right now for most of you as you set your New Year's resolutions is on all of the shoulds, what you think you should be doing in your life. You should be working out. You should be, you know, reading more or working harder or whatever it is. You should be doing all these things, right? The problem is that, psychologically speaking, you have no control over your shoulds. You only have control over your wants. So unless you want to be working out, unless you want to be running that business and putting in that work or waking up early or eating healthier, you are never going to achieve it. Unless you want it, you need to want it, and you need to be honest with yourself if you don't. Or you need to figure out how you can get to wanting it and not feeling like you should want it. Because if you feel like you should want it, you are never going to execute on it. And 10 out of 10 times, all that's going to do is create a lot of stress on yourself and make you feel like a failure. And you're not. Because the biggest thing when setting goals and when doing all of this is that you need to learn to embrace the process. So this is tip number one. You need to embrace the process. All right? Doing goals and everything is not about reaching the destination. And we covered this at the last episode. It is not about reaching the destination. You cannot focus, like, let's say, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds. You can't focus on losing the 20 pounds. What you need to focus on is becoming that person that will eventually lose 20 pounds. That means that you exercise regularly. That means that you eat healthier. So you need to work on becoming that person, not necessarily reaching that goal. If you become that person, you will automatically reach that goal. And not just reach it, but sustain it. which is the biggest problem. A lot of people, you want to lose 20, 30 pounds. There's a lot of diets, a lot of pills, a lot of shakes, a lot of stuff that you can be doing. Juicing now is very popular. So there's a lot of things. And you can lose the amount of weight that you want to lose, right? By just starving yourself and doing whatever you want. As soon as you lose it, what happens? You feel great and then you gain it right back because you never build that person that is a person that eats healthy, that is a person that exercises regularly, that is a person that is mindful of how they treat themselves. You're not working on that. So it makes it impossible for you to stick to that. So that's why our goals always fluctuate in our body weights and all of that. I want to give you an example on this. I was sitting with a friend recently that he tells me that his goal is to acquire 250 units this year. And I pretty much asked him, well, why do you want to acquire 250 units? You know, just because pretty much was his answer, because I want 250 units. I was like, but that, you know, what's going to happen is that you're going to hit the end of the year. And what if you have 200 units or 180 units? Are you going to feel like a failure? The majority of the time you will be. You will feel like a failure because you didn't hit that goal. Instead, why don't you work on forming the systems that can make sure it can take care of that 250 units? So what do you need to acquire 250 units? You need people on the phone making calls, generating leads. You need property managers in place so they can manage the units. Whatever those systems are, your accounting, your tracking, your everything, focus on building those systems and work on one system at a time. What is the biggest system that you can do right now that's going to make everything easier, right? So maybe it's acquisitions. So focus on that one system. So what's going to happen is that you're going to hit the end of the year and you're going to feel success because your goal was to set up these systems and you're in the process of setting up these systems, right? So you got to look at that. You got to make sure you're working on the process of achieving your goal and not on actually achieving your goal. Because that, if you work on the process, you're going to be happier and you will achieve your goal eventually. So the biggest issue is tip number two, don't set a time limit. You understand? If you really want to be in shape, does it matter if you do it in 6 months or in 2 years? The goal is to be in shape for the rest of your life, to be healthy for the rest of your life. You got to look at your life as a whole, not in short bursts. You understand? Don't look at your life in the next 5 years, 1 year, 6 months. Look at your whole life. I want to have a healthy life. So if you want to have a healthy life, you need to learn how to eat healthy, how to take care of yourself physically and mentally, how to exercise, how to work out. All of these things you need to learn how to do. So there shouldn't be a time limit. This is something that you're going to improve on as time goes on. It's little successes. So tip number two is making sure that you understand that when the hockey curve, everybody's heard of that hockey curve, you got to understand in order to make that hockey curve, it requires a very long time of flat success, but it compounds. So you need all that time of almost no success, but you need to look at your success is the fact that you're doing it consistently. That is the success you got to strive for. Not what your body looks like or not what your bank account looks like or not what your lead system looks like. It's more that every single day you're making progress. Because eventually that progress goes compounding on itself and then you're going to get that hockey curve. It's going to be something that happens quickly. It could be a year from now. It could be 5 years from now. What does it matter? Like if I tell you, you're not going to reach your goals in 5 years, but you're going to surpass your goals in 10, are you going to be upset? Are you going to be like, well, no, you know, if I'm not going to reach them in 5 years, I'm just jumping off a bridge. Like you're still living, you know, you're still going to be alive. You're still going to be going through this. Why not worry more about that so that way you enjoy your life and you enjoy the process? I hope that this is making sense. The tip number three is you have to be patient. This is not a race, okay? You are only comparing yourself to who you were yesterday. You do not compare yourself to anybody else. Everybody else has their own demons. I was recently reading a book that talked about all of Tiger Woods' demons, pretty much. him growing up, the relationship with his parents, all of his abusiveness to himself. And a lot of people use this guy as a role model, but they don't see what's behind the scenes. Yeah, he has a lot of success in the public eye, but behind the scenes, he was a miserable person. You know what I mean? He was the most unhappy person there could have been. And he had all this success. So don't set your goal or race against somebody else. Only compete against who you were yesterday. That is your only competition. And understand, this is a marathon. This is not a race. This is not a 50-yard dash. This is a marathon. This is a 100-year marathon. So pace yourself and be patient. You will achieve your goals. But you got to set the right standards. You got to set the right metrics. So keep in mind the three things. You got to embrace the process. You have to keep in mind that it's a hockey stick. So you got to put that time in. And you have to be patient. If you do all of that, if you embrace the process and understand it's about the process and not actually reaching the goal, you will never fail. Because that is another reason why you fail. You say, I got to work out every single day. So what if every single day this week turns out to three times? Now you feel like you failed. Man, I only worked out three times. Yeah, you worked out three times when before you weren't working out. That is success. You understand? You succeeded three times this week. Keep going. Next week you go one time. You succeeded one time this week. It's a marathon. Okay? It's not, can I go seven times a week in the next 30 days? For what? What does that matter? You understand? Now, if you need to push yourself or you're doing a friendly competition or whatever, go ahead. But it's more damaging to your self-esteem. So I recommend, go ahead, understand that this is a marathon. Love yourself in the process and understand it's a process. And stop shooting for these goals. Stop shooting for, I want to flip $1 million or I want to do that. No. Who do I need to become? What systems do I need to put into place so I can flip $1 million worth of real estate? So I can acquire $10,000 a month worth of cash flowing properties? Who do I need to become? What does my system needs to look like? And then that's your goal, setting up that system. Because once you set up that system will generate the returns that you want. Whether it's physical, mental, or financial. You understand? So I hope this helps. I hope you guys got a lot of value out of this. I'm telling you, some books I actually recommend reading. Stillness is the Key. That's a great book. Deep Work and Atomic Habits. Those three books, actually four, and The One Thing, okay? Those four books, to me, it's like a package deal. You understand? Because each of them cover almost the same things, but in different lights. So I definitely recommend those. I'll put those on the show notes today. That way you can see it. And a little housekeeping. This is the last time I'm going to be doing an episode in this setup. We got new offices. So next week I'm going to be doing it at the new office. And very excited because we're trying to do a lot of cool stuff, bring a lot of value to you guys. So I'll keep you posted on that. If you're not following already, make sure to follow our Facebook and Instagram because that's where I post a lot of our video walkthroughs of properties, tips, and stuff that's going on. You get more of that day-to-day stuff that we're doing in real estate. So I hope you guys are enjoying this. And again, if you have any questions, any concerns, anything you even want to talk about, maybe something you're struggling with in life or in real estate or in business, just reach out. We have great conversations with so many of you and I keep them private. So, I love talking to you guys. So if you need any help or anything, make sure to reach out. So thanks for listening. Have an amazing 2020. Have an amazing decade. We have a new decade. Put in the work. Put in the discipline. Have the patience. You will achieve anything you want as long as you don't give up. I'll catch you guys on the next one.